Thank you, God, for faithful prophets such as Malachi, Isaiah, Elizabeth, Zechariah, and John the Baptist, who have gone before us preparing the way to your forgiveness, your love, your grace. Through your word, show us how to follow in their footsteps. Amen. In this second year of the presidency of Donald Trump, when Kate Brown is governor of Oregon, Jay Inslee is governor of Washington, Jerry Brown, governor of California, and Biff Traber is mayor of Corvallis, during the time when the Reverend Elizabeth Eaton is presiding bishop of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, and the Reverend Dave Brower Rieke is presiding bishop of the Oregon Synod of the ELCA, the word of God comes to us, the people of God, gathered in the region between the Marys and Willamette Rivers, assembled here today in the sanctuary of Grace Lutheran Church at the corner of Kings and Harrison. How is it that we who have been baptized will yet be baptized, or who are hearing of baptism for the first time, how is it that we will go out into the world and proclaim God's word, a word creating a path of repentance and forgiveness of sins? How is it that we will go out from the river to the road? How is it that we will go from God's waterways to make pathways for others to see clearly our saving God? Today's gospel reading, according to Luke, tells us of that specific time and place in history when John the Baptist's fulfillment of the words of the prophet Isaiah led to a preparation of that which has forever changed our world. Back then, it was a time in which a Roman emperor, not of Jewish descent and not elected by the people of Palestine, ruled over that land and its peoples. Also back then, rising to the status of emperor also meant rising to the status of divinity, as emperors saw themselves as equal to divinity and expected to be viewed as such by the citizens and non-citizens of the empire. In John's time, the various rulers of Palestine, some Roman and some Jewish, all served under the authority of Emperor Tiberius and at his bequest. It was a complex, in many ways different from our own time, but in other ways, perhaps not that different. More than any other gospel writer, the writer of Luke makes it clear that the geopolitical context surrounding the birth, ministry, death, and resurrection of Jesus was significant for the people of that time and place, just as our own context today is significant for us. We too live in a complex world in which people, systems of governance, and institutions all ask for our allegiance. So it is that people wanted and still want Jesus to weigh in and take sides. Yet Jesus' response on the question of paying taxes, which many of you know already, was, "Give to the emperor that which is the emperor's, and to God that which is God's. At the second service today, we will baptize Noel Vineyard. And in the words of Isaiah, we will ask God to sustain Noel with the gift of the Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and finally, last but not least, the spirit of joy in God's presence now and forever. Just a little aside, those of you at this service may not know Noel. Noel has been serving as drummer in Grace Alive with us for the last couple of years. So it will be an adult baptism that we have. One advantage of living in a university community is we get to do that probably more often than other congregations might. So, having spoken these words, or as we will speak these words from the prophet of Isaiah at the time of Noel's baptism, and pray for the gift of the Spirit, which includes wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and fear of the Lord, and joy, we will be reminded that that, beloved people of God, is how we live in such a complex world, which continually pressures us for allegiance and attempts to block the way for our God that has already been prepared. We do it only by remembering that we have been gifted with the power of the Holy Spirit, and invoking that gift not to advance ourselves or to advance human desires, but rather to seek wisdom and understanding that serves God and serves others. This is also how it is that we go from the baptismal river to the road that has already been prepared, and yet a road whose preparation we continue to be called upon to maintain and develop as it reaches further into the world. It is how we go from God's waterway through baptism to the pathway of God's way of being in our world. One of the gifts of riverways and roadways is that they have the capacity to carry us from one place to another. Thus it is that the river of baptism and the road of preparation provide us and others ongoing access to the grace, transformation, and saving help of our God. Rivers and roads sometimes give us access to things previously inaccessible. Now, personally, I would not wish to live in a world without valleys, mountains, curving pathways, and a little rough, untamed beauty. Yet, when it comes to building a road, whether building a road across the Great Plains or through rugged, always involves filling, leveling, straightening, and smoothing. So what does it mean for participation in preparing the way for those who will follow us? From the imagery of engineering, it means filling low places, leveling high places, straightening that which is crooked, smoothing that which is rough. With God's help, we then are called upon to fill valleys of loneliness, low self-esteem, and sorrow with companionship, awareness of a person's inner gifts and strengths, and resiliency to keep us keeping on. With God's help, we are called upon to level mountains of misunderstanding, mind tailings, oppression, and blinding narrow-mindedness by educating, engaging in cleanup operations, valuing all people equally, regardless of gender, race, sexual preference, age, and economic status, and removing the blinders from people's eyes, which prevent them from seeing a broader perspective. With God's help, we are called upon to straighten crooked ways of corruption, which intentionally deceive in order to gain wealth, pleasure, or power for selfish purposes. Such straightening seeks the safety of those harmed by such corruption and also works for the conviction that such crooked ones will see the error of their ways and be set free by God's refining, reforming truth. With God's help, we are called upon to smooth the rough ways of hardship caused by wildfires, hurricanes, disease, accidents, unemployment, homelessness, and enslavement expressed these days through human trafficking for sex or for labor. Sometimes this means volunteering to go to the front line in the aftermath of a natural disaster, or the sharing of one's financial resources through Lutheran Disaster Response or other charitable giving. It might entail becoming a primary caregiver or caring for a caregiver. Sometimes it simply means being present and available for those who are hurting. Other times it means engaging in action or education which draws attention to the silent suffering of others. As Gail Ramshaw says, the body of Christ, that's us, the church, lives in the real world and shows to all flesh God's salvation. We are to reorder the world and build a royal, triumphal highway for the coming of the Lord in the present and in the future. This is how and why we move from the river to the road again and again, continually emerging from God's renewing waterway where we affirm our baptism to the pathway that leads us and others to God's desire. Make it so, God of all. Amen.